Good morning, everybody. It is 9:10 here in downtown Coffeeville, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF radio. We're going to step away from open line for a few minutes while we talk to Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning and happy new year 2020, everybody.
Yeah. We made it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and Brenda Tabman is also in studio with us this morning. So, Candy, a few things going on. You had your CNN this morning.
Yeah.
How did that go?
So it was good. We were over at the Bobby Clemens building, the Coffeeville Rec, and they shared with us some great stuff. One of the hidden gems in our community. I mean, of course, everybody knows that a city rec offers youth sports, but they forget sometimes they offer 10 times more than that. So They have adult sports. So they've got basketball open, basketball time. Pickleball is the
fun thing.
The new thing that everybody's trying to do.
That
so.
Dave Rains has actually talked about a few times since he's been on here.
So
apparently it's caught on like wildfire.
It is. It's really catching on. So, but everything from that to volleyball, I mean, all kinds of adult things. On top of that, though, they also oversee the pool over at Field County High School. So a lot of people use that. And then they offer activities all the time. So from cooking classes to... You know, a couple weeks ago, they had the pictures of Santa Paws, which is your pictures with your animals and, you know, all that stuff. And then they also oversee a lot of the parks. So Sherwin-Williams is one of the parks that they kind of oversee, and they're in the process of expanding it. And, oh, I can't wait till you guys see what's going to happen this year, because they're wanting to make it into a destination park where people come from out of town, because we'll have things that most small towns do not.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of neat. We're going to have some unique and fun things just to kind of get you out, because I'll tell you what, health is a big thing on everybody's minds, especially with rural health care. And, you know, we all need to be healthy, but who wants to do it if it's not fun? So they always provide the fun ways to get out and be healthy and do things with your family. And, you know, it's fun. They do a great job, and we're just lucky they have them.
Yeah, what I've seen of that, it's a really cool little park over there, right there by the old Sherwin-Williams building. So, and if they're going to expand that, that's going to be incredible.
It is going to be some of the things that they have. I've saw and the blueprints, and I'm very excited. Very excited. So, something else they have, just to remind the community, is the building that they have is for rent. So if during the day you have an event, you can come out and use the building for free. And then at night, they rent it out for a small fee. And I mean small. I mean, I've seen different rentals in different places, and they are one of the very lowest costs. So if you ever have an event and you need someplace, definitely make sure to keep them in mind. So that's awesome. Some other things going on. So Chuck McFaith from First Presbyterian Church. Today starts their Be Our Guest Soup Lunch, and that is every Wednesday until Ash Wednesday. It's at the Presbyterian Church from 12 to 1, and it's free for the community. So if you want to have a free soup lunch, jump on in there. Ha, speaking of soup, tis the season for soups. I love my soups. And the library has their annual event, and it's called The Taste of Soup. That'll be on the 23rd. They'll have all kinds. You go in and you basically...
It's going to be lunch. That's going to be lunch that day for me.
It is. It's going to be lunch. You get like, I don't know, there's like 12 or so to choose from, and you get samples of them. Or for those of you that are like, I don't want to cook tonight, you can pre-order and they'll deliver certain soups, and then you can just take them home and there you've got dinner already.
Yeah, I remember the three that they're talking about, because I think I did a story on this. The three, chicken noodle, chili, and cheeseburger. And it's like, when they said cheeseburger, I'm like, I'm in. Give me a cheeseburger soup. Also, they would have the big fight going on, because they're saying chili is a soup, and we had that question a few weeks ago.
I'm counting it. I don't care. I am too.
So. I am too. It's just delicious.
It is.
So it's going to be a good time.
Yes. So Leanne Stein also shared with us, homeschool groups started back up at the library, and then they're getting ready to unveil some of their craft and STEM activities. They're another great group in town that always has something going on. There's always an activity for families and kids and everybody. So that's awesome. Alicia Melton from the Boys and Girls Club wanted to thank the Coffeeville Community Foundation for their recent donation. And then also, they are looking for judges. They have a Youth of the Year competition, which is on February 20th. And that'll be the local competition. And then if after locally, then they send someone to region and state and then nationwide. And last year, I think our Youth of the Year made it pretty far, did really well. So our Boys and Girls Club does really awesome on that. This Saturday is also the Touch of Life Ministry, and that'll be at the Boys and Girls Club gym parking lot. Other things going on, all kinds of good stuff. So the Coffeyville Rec has some Valentine's activities coming up. February 3rd is the paint party. That's for all ages. And then February 5th is Cupid Cakes, where the little kiddos get to make Valentine cakes. That's pre-K to 6th grade. And then starting up is tumbling. That'll start on February 4th, ages 2 to 12. And that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays night. Bob York from CCC, he has been on the board for the college for several years. And he's actually finished with his term and is transferring over to commission. So he'll be starting that up. But he wanted to say congratulations to the new board that's getting started. All the students are back in, so if you see a bunch of college kids in town, make sure you welcome them, make them feel welcome back to Coffeyville. We love having them here.
And
so
I think classes start tomorrow.
They did it in service, but they're all moving back in, so you're seeing cars and activity, and it's all the students back. That's awesome. Levi was there from K-Rig, but kind of shared with us you guys' big event that's coming up. So March 6th and 7th is the Farm and Home Show. It's one of those things that you've got everything from makeup to combines. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
It's a little bit of everything,
It's so much fun, and it's the fourth annual, and every year, just bigger and bigger and bigger. So, again, man, I tell you what, Coffeyville may seem like a small community, but the activities and events and programs that we have bring people from all over the region. We have some really awesome things here, so
gets bigger and better every year, the Home and Farm Show.
It's going to be great. It is. I love it. And prizes and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, $500 door prize each day.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Can you imagine just walking in all of a sudden, hey, you got a $500. What? Oh, this is great.
I did it. It's awesome. Speaking of activities, this is kind of neat. So the, I forget what the name of the group's called, but the people that own Good News and the Reporter and the Journal are getting ready to put out a new magazine. It'll be quarterly, and it's called Amuse, and it's arts and events in Southeast Kansas. So they're wanting to kind of showcase all the activities that are happening in our region so that we can get, you know, people to come in and check out the stuff. First one will be February 15th, and she's supposed to be coming by the chamber sometime today to drop off contact information. So if you've got a story or you want to advertise in that magazine, give me a call at the chamber, and we'll have that contact information out pretty soon. So, Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army just wanted to thank the community, everybody that volunteered for the bell ringing and all the activities and Christmas. $20,000 is what they were able to raise in donations. So, just from a little bit of change every day, goes a long way.
A little change, just throw it in there, and helps out.
And it's awesome because it's right here. I mean, you know, that money stays right here in Coffeyville, and it goes to those families in need. And so thank you, community, for your generous spirit and for all the volunteers that made sure that they were able to make that happen. So, and then one other quick thing, and then I'll share some chamber news. If you know anybody in the market for an empty lot that's zoned for a restaurant, Holiday Inn and Suites has a lot they're going to sell. They were keeping it because they were, at one point, we're talking about maybe putting a restaurant there right by the hotel, but they decided not to do that. But that lot is up for sale. So if you know anybody that's maybe wanting to start a business or a restaurant, you can give Ginger over at Holiday Inn a call.
Also another thing going on, wanted to bring up was the plans for the annual dinner have finally been, the details have finally been hammered down,
Yes. So the dinner is on Friday, January 24th this year. And for those that are like, okay, what do you mean? What is an annual dinner? And, you know, why is it important? So what we do every year is host a dinner to, number one, let our members know what have we been up to and what are our goals for next year, and how are we working for our community. But then the second part of it is we also give out awards every year for the community. Everything from Citizen of the Year to Business of the Year and several in between. So it's a great night that we do every year. It's been growing every year. The last year was our largest number. We had 350 people crammed in that Shrine Barn because it's not the biggest place in the world, but we fit them all in. So there usually is a wait list. So if you're interested in going, make sure you get your tickets this week because they will run out quick. But yeah, it's a fun night because along with us presenting everything about the chamber, it's a fun night too. So we have a guest speaker this year. It's Curtis Sneeden. He's from Topeka, and he's going to be doing some magic for us. So that'll be fun, as well as some education and inspiration. And then we've got 1920s theme. And so that means we're going to have some special cocktails, 1920s themed. We've got a special music presentation that's going to have some throwback music.
Kind of great Gatsby-ish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what
that
I love that.
That's blues and Gatsby type feel. We're going to have that.
Tuxedos with the long tails, you know.
Now, that was a question that came up, though, is, well, I don't want to dress that. I don't want to come if I have to dress up. You don't have to dress up. Now, some of us, staff, we like to dress up. It's fun for us. So we're going to be dressed up in our flapper dresses. But really, it's the attire is anything. It's business attire. So, you know, wear your slacks and your shirt that you'd wear to any business function. But if you want to dress up, yes, absolutely have some fun with it because we will be doing that.
Dress to the T's.
Yes. And then we're telling everybody to bring their cash because we have games all night along with the drinks. And we have several games, including Cantrell's has donated a vintage ring, kind of a throwback ring, diamond ring. And it's gorgeous. And so we'll be selling chances for that. We've got three other games that we're doing, including one called Dessert Dash. You ever heard of one of those?
Never heard
of
it.
Is it like a cakewalk? Like the like where you kind of do the, it's like musical chairs, but you land on something.
Right.
Okay, just curious.
It's more like every table gets to throw in their money into the pot and bid on who gets to go first to get the dessert.
So you're bidding for your table.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you're bidding for your table. And then when it's time to go, you know, whoever had the most money in, they get to go first, and they have 20 seconds to hurry and pick their dessert, and then we go to the next person. So they're literally dashing up.
Gotcha.
And it is tables and tables full of gourmet desserts.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
You want to, you're like, oh, I want the chocolate strawberries. No, I want that cake. No, I want this one. And so everybody's fighting on the dessert they want for their table.
Do you get to stalk the table beforehand?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
That way you kind of know what you want.
Exactly. You got about an hour and a half or so to, you know, socialize and look at the desserts and, you know, make a strategy plan for your table.
There you go.
It is just so much fun to watch and then come back and everybody's like, Lou, we got this. And you can eat it. You can take it. You can do whatever you want. But it's so that's just one of the many, many activities we'll be doing that night. Lots of fun. Again, January 24th, doors open at 5, but the dinner doesn't start till 6, and $40 for a ticket.
So again, going back real quick for our listeners, as far as registration,
yes,
you advise those wanting to attend to get those tickets by the end of this week.
If possible. I mean, we'll still have some.
So there's
some.
You mentioned a waiting list. So there's not a waiting list as of right now.
Nope,
but
sorry.
There's the potential to be
sometime
on a
during
list.
Next week, there will be hitting our plateau and
so,
we'll have to put
so
them on
just
a wait list.
Advising listeners who want to attend, probably just go ahead, get
do
those
it now.
Tickets ASAP.
Yes. And you can come to the chamber to get a ticket, or you can go on to our website or Facebook page. We have an event with a link on it that you can actually just click, register, put your credit card in, and you'll be done.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Sounds good. So, again, multiple ways. They can call. They
lots
can go to the chamber website. They can go to Facebook.
We'll
many
make it
different
as easy
ways.
As possible for you. We'll find a way to make it easy.
And registration, does it cost anything to register?
Yeah, $40 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. $75 for a couple. And then we do have businesses that are, you know, doing a whole table, and that's $300. So
okay, all right. Well, Candy, thank you very much for coming in today. Lots of great stuff, lots of great information. I know we're excited about the dinner coming up, so that will be happening again on the 24th, on Friday the 24th. So be sure to get ready for that. Be sure to register now, though.
Yes.
That way you are assured of a spot. Register now today. Again, lots of different ways to do it. You can go down to the chamber. You can go to their website. Lots of different ways to do it. So get registered. So Candy, thank you very much for coming in today. Definitely appreciate it.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.